This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new study finds that most of the inmates on death row in Virginia are not from cities or rural areas, but from suburbs. It concludes that the locality where the crime was committed was a bigger factor than any other, including race, in determining whether the defendant will face execution. Death penalty critics say the findings in Virginia are no different from what is happening in the rest of the country. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Since the death penalty was upheld by the Supreme Court in 1976, 83 people have been executed in Virginia, a toll second only to Texas. No Virginia jurisdiction has sent more men to death row, 9, than Prince William County, one of Washington, D.C.'s outer suburbs. Commonwealth Attorney Paul Ebert sees nothing troubling in that number.
I just think it's a coincidence, and I think it's also as a result of good police work, and I think the citizens of this community believe in a death penalty, and on a proper case will impose a death penalty.
The seat of Prince William County is Manassas, the site of the two Civil War battles of Bull Run. Some 30 miles west of Washington, it is now a rapidly growing suburb, predominantly white and politically conservative. In that, it fits the profile of those jurisdictions nationwide that most frequently sentence defendants to death, according to Steve Bright. An opponent of capital punishment, Bright is director of the Southern Center for Human Rights in Atlanta.
I think you'd find pretty much the same thing all around the country. The death penalty tends to be sought in white flight suburban communities. The wider and wealthier the community, the more likely to seek the death penalty the prosecutors will be, and the more diverse the community, the less likely. And I think you see that in Lexington County, South Carolina, Baltimore County, Maryland, all the way to Orange County, California.
In the Virginia study, the largest jurisdictions, such as the cities of Richmond and Norfolk, were far less likely on a per capita basis to sentence defendants to death. Wayne Turnage is the study's lead author.
One of the consistent themes raised by prosecutors from urban areas was the difficulty that they faced with their jury pool. Jurors in urban areas are, as some prosecutors stated, are typically skeptical of government, sometimes distrustful of law enforcement, and oftentimes they're very unwilling to bring back a verdict of death in a capital case.
But that discrepancy between suburban and urban prosecutors leads to inequity in how capital punishment is carried out, according to Steve Bright.
I think it's very hard to say you have equal justice when there's that big a difference. I mean, there's a man on death row in South Carolina who's crime, they had to check which, so he was in a parking lot, whether it was in Lexington County, which has sent 12 people to death row, or whether it was in Richland County, which has sent only one person to death row.
It turns out, Bright says, the man was in Lexington County.
If he had been just a few feet over in the other direction, it would have been in Richland County, and he would not have been sentenced to death. It's hard to say that's a principled and fair way to decide who's going to get the ultimate punishment.
Backers of capital punishment concede different community standards result in an unequal meting out of the death sentence, but it's a choice that's made by the people on a local basis. Prince William County Prosecutor Paul Ebert says he's noticed in recent years that juries are far more willing to sentence defendants to death.
I don't take any pleasure in asking for the death penalty. I mean, it's part of my job, part of my duty. I believe in the death penalty, and, you know, a lot of people don't. I can respect that. But I think in those certain given cases that death penalty is appropriate, and as a result, as a prosecutor, I look at that as being my duty to go forward.
But opponents say the capital punishment study shows the uneven application of the death sentence in Virginia and elsewhere fails to meet the ideal engraved on the Supreme Court, equal justice under law. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.